Well, good morning. I don't know whether I should wish you all a Holy Lent this morning or a Happy Valentine's Day. You know, the polling data tells us that far more people give up chocolate each year for Lent than they actually do anything else. And marketing research estimates that Canadians spend over $100 million buying chocolate each year for Valentine's Day. So here we are, less than a week into our Lenten discipline, confronted and perhaps confounded by all of those heart-shaped fancy boxes of chocolatey temptation. So how is all that working for you? Valentine's Day actually falls inside of Lent, on average about once every 4 years. And at least this year, it actually falls on a Sunday. So for the more astute among us, you can always appeal, this year at least, to what some folks might call the Sunday escape clause. And that's because the 40 days of our annual Lenten fast, which represent the 40 days of fasting that Jesus spent in the wilderness, don't actually include the Sundays in Lent. And I'm not just making that up. The 40 days of our Lenten fast begin each year on Ash Wednesday and conclude on Holy Saturday. And if you were to count the number of days between Ash Wednesday and Holy Saturday, you'd get a total of 46 days. That's 40 days plus the 6 Sundays in Lent. And so the Sundays in Lent are not actually counted as part of the 40 days of our fasting in Lent. And that's because each and every Sunday throughout the entire year is always a weekly celebration of the Easter resurrection. In the same way that for many Christians, each and every Friday of the year is observed as a time of fasting and denial, as a weekly remembrance of the crucifixion. So I'm happy to report that for those of you who want to indulge in some Valentine's Day chocolate and still feel good about your Lenten discipline, go for it. Just be sure to share, and be sure as well to try and keep your focus on God. Because focusing on God is ultimately what the entire season of Lent is about, including the Sundays. You know, I can recall as a young boy attending Sunday school back in New Brunswick that one of the things we used to discuss with a certain amount of fervor each year was this whole question of what we were giving up for Lent. And most of us were, of course, usually coaxed into giving up candy or sweets, even if we weren't ever really sure why or what our doing so actually had to do with our faith. But then in the year of our confirmation preparation, we were given a new insight into Lent. Our parish priest that year challenged us to not just give up things in Lent, but to take up some things as well. And for many of us, this whole notion of taking on something in Lent helped to give us a new and more meaning-filled understanding to our Lenten discipline. As our priest explained, giving up candy, for example, became a far more powerful action if we then took the money we were now not spending on candy and offered it to one of the church's missions aimed at combating hunger or poverty. In this way, we were denying ourselves something we really didn't need in order to help provide for someone else the very basic necessities of life. And this approach to Lenten discipline suddenly made sense to me in an entirely new way. And it's one of the reasons I've always liked initiatives such as the 40 Acts Challenge, which you can read about on our church bulletin board that's located just up the ramp and on the left, or also by visiting the 40 Acts website, 40acts.org.uk. I'd encourage you to have a look at this material and to perhaps consider taking up the challenge to observe Lent a little differently this year, with 40 days of giving back, of doing good, and of living more generously. Now, I really do wish I could tell you that I've been able to order all of my life since way back when I was confirmed in such a way that my every decision was made to reflect and address the needs of others and of our world. But sadly, that's just not the case. Like all of us here, I fall terribly short of that which is God's desire for me, and even of my own dreams for our world. And that's why, for me at least, times like Lent are so very important. Lent is not so much about denying ourselves as it is about enabling ourselves to be and to become all that we know that God wishes us to be. At the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus retreated into the wilderness and he fasted there for 40 days and 40 nights. This journey into the desert was a time for him of great contemplation, reflection, and preparation. And as we heard in this morning's gospel, it was also a time of great temptation for him as he wrestled to figure out and to understand more clearly how exactly he would be the Messiah of God. In this season of Lent, we too are invited to join Jesus on his journey into the spiritual wilderness. This season is a time for us to reflect on the path that we too are called to travel as members of Christ's body in the world. This is our time to ask ourselves a question we heard St. Paul address in our reading from his letter to the Romans this morning. Is this faith that we believe in our hearts also confessed with our lips? And is this faith that we believe in our hearts and confessed with our lips also professed in our very lives, in the lives we lead? And as we were also reminded in our Deuteronomy reading this morning, this is a time for us to prepare to bring our offering before the Lord. This is our time to recall and to recount the story of our salvation, the story of how God delivered us from our slavery to sin and led us in Christ to the kingdom of God, to God's promised land of milk and honey. And so in this season of Lent, we will be journeying together with Jesus. We will travel with him across the desert and into Jerusalem. There will be a parade with palm branches. There will be a meal in an upper room. We will go to the garden called Gethsemane. And then we will find ourselves at that local garbage heap called Golgotha. There will be dramatic moments. And there will be many opportunities to ask ourselves, who is this Jesus? And who is this Jesus calling me and enabling me to be? Friends, I pray that this Lenten season will be a deeply meaning-filled time for each of you, a time of deep reflection and of renewal, a time to make your offering to the Lord and to grow in your understanding of who it is that God created you and is calling you to become. Amen.